welcome back, everyone, to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. Production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, we got a great show lined up for everybody tonight. You know, in a couple weeks, we got the 15th annual John Blewett Memorial North-South Shootout in memory of Charles Kepley. It's going to happen at Concord Motorsports Park, and we wanted to, like every year, we wanted to come on here and promote the event and talk a little bit about it. And who better for me to bring in here than my brother from another mother, Mr. Doug Smith. Welcome back to Stars, Doug.
Oh, thank you, Jay. It's so great to be a part of the Stars Radio Network and to be able to come on and promote our North-South Shootout that we're having.
Well, buddy, you know, this is our 15th annual North-South Shootout. It's been 10 years since we lost JB3. I believe it's been about 7 years since we lost Charles Kepley. You know, and, you know, both of those guys' name is part of the North-South Shootout title for a reason. And before we get started talking about everything that's going to happen, for our listeners that might not be familiar with them two names there, tell them a little bit about those two guys and their involvement with the North-South Shootout and why their name's part of the title.
John Blewett III, of course, from up in the Northern Round Wall Stadium, and raced there. He also raced on the NASCAR modified tour for years and drove a red, white, and blue number 76. And the Blewett name from the Northeast is synonymous with modified racing, and they've been involved for so long. It happened that our first one was actually won by John Blewett III, and now I think it was missed a year, and then he came back in the next year and won for his second. So he won it two out of the first 3 years that it was in existence, and then he was tragically killed. And that was a lot of heavy hearts when we lost John Blewett III, because he was such a wonderful competitor. He was fierce, but he was also could be as friendly as you could ever want to be. And the family has really lended their name and support to the North-South Shootout, because it really meant a lot to that family to tote that trophy and to have it named after him. And, of course, his brother Jimmy will be chasing after that title this year again. He keeps coming back, and I think 1 year, that I just believe it's going to be Jimmy's year, and he's going to go away with that one, and I think that's going to be one heck of a big smile and a big celebration in Victory Lane.
I do, too.
When we go to the name of Charles Kepley, of course, he created it.
Right. You know, I can't wait for Jimmy to wind up in Victory Lane one day to put his name on that trophy as one of the winners of the North-South Shootout. And, you know, Doug, there's another Blewett racing now, and he's becoming a pretty good little racer himself, and that's John. That's John, JB3's son. He's been running some sportsman cars up there at Wall Stadium.
He has been, and had a very successful year with it, and, you know, I think that's kind of a little bit in the works that, in talking to Jimmy a little bit earlier, that they're kind of going to groom him along, and I would not be surprised in the next few years for you to see him in a modified and to see him at the North-South Shootout. So then you're going to have two Blewetts chasing that title.
I agree, and, you know, John's crew chief is a pretty well-known name in the racing community. His crew chief is Richie Evans Jr., you know, the son of the late, great Richie Evans Sr.
And I tell you, when you put those two, when you throw those two names out there, I mean, that is just an historical, when you think of the Blewett and the Evans family, and then all of a sudden now you've got a combined effort and you've got the youngsters coming along doing it. You're going to find, I do believe, that you're going to see the dedication, and that's one thing that I say about racing right now. One of the things that we lost is people who are just doesn't seem to carry the dedication that they used to. And as you and I know, that we used to spend evenings donating our time and everything else because we wanted to be part of a race team. And a lot of guys today, they want to know how much you're going to pay them to come help you. And it's getting a little bit harder for them to find help. But when you put two names like that together, you absolutely know that there's a passion that's involved in there. And they're going to come with it from all angles.
And you can just about bet the house that it's going to be a successful combination with them two names thrown there together. I had a conversation with Richard Jr. the other day. We were chit-chatting, talking a little bit back and forth, and he was telling me a little bit about John and his progression here in 2017. I'm really looking forward to seeing the young man race. And the other name that you started to mention there, this part of the title, is Charles Kepley. Tell us a little bit about Charles there, Doug.
Charles Kepley's actually kind of started with actually the creator of CNC Souvenirs, which is also involved with the North South Shootout as our one of the title, and of course it's his family, of course, with Charles, who created it back 15 years ago. And I remember at the first one, and they said they was going to put this big modified show on, and he was bringing the SKs down, and this is going to be such a big show in the South. And you know, I think some of us in the South, because, you know, modified racing hasn't been taken, I think, quite as seriously as it is up in the North, at least in the South, for the last 10 years at least. It was something that was growing, and I saw those first few years of those crowds, and boy, did a smile come on my face, because I was actually seeing wonderful racing at Concord. I was seeing a whole lot of fan support, and it just made for a wonderful time. And Charles went through it, and I think it was 2007, I think it was actually when we, 2008 when we lost Charles. And he had dedicated his whole life. He would run all the way up the North, up to Stafford. He would go to Wall. He would go to Thompson. And not only was he selling the souvenirs and pulling the souvenir trailer, but he was building relationships with drivers. And one of the things that I have found, Jerry, over the last few years, since really the last 5 or 6 years that I've really been involved heavily with the North South Shootout, is that Charles' personality, you couldn't help but like him. And the racers just loved him. And they loved to come and race at his racetrack in his event. And that is one of the things, that the legacy that came. And then when he passed away, everybody thought the North South Shootout would go away. Well, folks, it didn't.
That's right.
The Darren Hackett and the Hackett family stepped in after many negotiations of where it was going to be. It actually went to Caraway for 1 year because trying to work out the particulars to get it in a home. And we found out that event was created for Concord Speedway. And to move it would be an injustice.
Based on
that, we keep coming back, and we rent the racetrack to put the show on because we believe in it that strongly.
You're right there, Doug. You know, I hated to see it move away that 1 year, but like you said, it came back. And I tell you, another big milestone, you know, obviously when JB3 passed away and Charles Kepley passed away, but, you know, another milestone in the North South Shootout for me is someone, I've only missed one out of 15, you know, this week, they've had 14, 15 coming up, was when somebody from the South finally won, because everybody thought the North guys were just going to continue that domination, and Burt Myers broke that barrier and was able to put the first win on board for the South guys.
Well, that was, because if you think of traditional modified racing, you think of it taking place in the Northeast, and I've got to say, man, when those guys, when they put their crews together and stuff, as you know, Jerry, you spent time up around through there and know a bunch of the guys up there, there's a true commitment to modified racing up there. So to see them come down and see the dominance that they had, I'm like you. I kind of wondered, is anybody from the South going to step up? Burt Myers was the first to do it, and of course, last year, Andy Sykes did it. Of course, Andy been a two-time champion on the Southern Modified Tour for the NASCAR Tour. And I tell you what, he put together just a solid race with the Eddie Harvey team. And he's actually coming back with the Eddie Harvey team, even though he left the team about mid-season. They had put it together, so he's going to be back in the car to defend his title at the North South Shootout. And I will tell you that I talked to Andy up at Thompson just last week, and boy, he's jacked. He wouldn't miss this for the world. This is the most exciting time, and of course, he had a brand new baby then, so now the baby's just a little bit over a year old. And he said that was one of the greatest things he got to share in Victory Lane. So the boys from the South have toughened up, and they're ready to take on these boys from the North, and I think that gap has definitely closed considerably.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've got one that me and you both have followed since the beginning of his racing career. And he's on the verge. He's been really close several times. He run up at the stadium this year and ran really well at the stadium, run a couple of the Southern Modified Tour races and did really, really well. And that's Bobby Meesmer Jr., and that's his home track. I know of all the racetracks Bobby's had an opportunity to win, he would love to win the North-South Shootout right there at his home racetrack.
Well, it is. You know, he picked up a spring win at Concord. We really thought last year he was going to come into the North-South really sky high, which he has been. Of course, as you and I know, I've watched Bobby come up from the time he drove a front-wheel drive car that we used to have a division of, to work his way all the way through to mini stocks and then into late models, into super late models, and now into a modified. And he is just coming into his own. And really, to say Bobby's probably still, the truth to be known, probably a year away from really being at the very top. But the improvements that Bobby Meesmer Jr. has made to his team, he stepped up as a leader. He's got Kevin Hughes with Racing Electronics there as his car owner. And they really put together a good nucleus to come and do battle. And you can always expect when him to be a favorite any time that the SMRS or the Modifieds, wherever they're racing at, you can expect he's going to be one that you're going to have to deal with.
That's right. I agree with you 100%. Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the people that's going to be racing there at Concord for the North-South Shootout. Tell us a little bit about what classes that the fans can see when they come there to the track.
Well, to give you an idea, we start with the vintage. The vintage cars, and I've talked to them all the way up to Thompson Speedway, that some guys from there are bringing their vintage cars down and coming. And the vintage cars always seems to be a hit because it kind of ties in what we do with the North-South Shootout. And that is to honor the modified drivers that have come before. And as we talked about with the Richie Evans, with the Jerry Cooks and things, and the type of cars that they drove. When you get into the vintage, of course, they have the modifieds and they have the sportsmen. So they'll run a couple different divisions within that, and they always put on a great show, and it's always an honor to have them. And I just couldn't think of North-South Shootout if you didn't have the vintage cars there. We're also going to have the mini stocks there. They're going to be. We're also going to bring in the limited late models to run $2,000 to win. I think it's $300 to start. That will be an awesome race, and a lot of guys that have run at Concord before, I think it's five or six of them that I've talked to, that are planning to be there. Kenny Brooks, former champion there, is going to. I understand Greg Peterson, Sean Mangum, a former champion, also looking to run it. So it's going to be, that limited late model is going to be an awesome show. And then, of course, we move into the pass. Pass always does a wonderful job with the, it's a combination race between the north and the south, pass north, pass south. They'll usually bring in about 30 cars to go racing with the super late models, which you and I cut our teeth on watching for many, many years, all the way back to the earlier days with the Big Ten series.
Right.
And then, of course, we will have the SK Modifieds that will be here. And then, of course, we will have the Tour Modifieds that will be on tap. So it's going to be any way you look at it, any way that you spell it out, cross the I's and dot the I's and cross the T's, it's just going to be from top to bottom. It is going to be a fun-filled weekend of race and action that's going to be taking place with that North-South Shootout. And it's just, it's just exciting. Oh, and also, I left out, we're going to have the Charger division. Chargers are also going to be running. So it's the Chargers, the mini stocks, the limited late models, the SKs, the Tour Modifieds, and Pass are all going to be there, all in one weekend. I mean, that's three shows all packed into one.
It sure is. Now, your Charger division, that's something new that we're bringing in here in 2017. Can you tell us a little bit about the type of cars that you will see in the Charger division?
Well, the Charger division will be a little bit of a cross situation. The motors are going to be equal, but as far as what they can bring and stuff is, the street stocks are Charger eligible. They can run in the Charger division. A lot of the street stock guys like to step up and compete with that level. And I think one of the things that we're seeing across the country is that the Charger division is something that's really developing stronger. As you and I know, Jerry, sometimes divisions, it comes in a cycle. And right now, street stocks, as you and I remember, being so big and strong, it seems to have moved a little bit into the Chargers, where there's a little bit less restriction on the car. It's not really an all-out run what you brung, but it's a little bit like that.
Right, right.
Well, so they'll put on a fantastic show.
I think it's going to be a great event, as it is always. And I know you and Darren and Renee has worked really hard every year to continue this thing that Charles Kepley has started, and he put his heart and soul in, and you know, to name it the John Blewett the Third Memorial Race. You know, it ties in a lot of things, and you know. You got Mr. Mayberry, Tom Mayberry, coming there with the Pass Series, stepped in a few years ago to add even more excitement to the event that's going to happen there. And I'm telling you, folks, if you've never had an opportunity to go to the North-South Shootout, it's a tremendous weekend of racing, Friday and Saturday night racing, with Sunday being the rain date. And we had to use that rain date on Sunday a couple years ago, didn't we, Doug?
We did. Yeah. We did have to do that. And just to back you up, we are going to have an optional practice day if people want to come into that, want to come and are coming into town and you're looking for something to do on Thursday. It's going to be an open practice all day up to about 6 o'clock that night. So,
and that's going to be on Thursday, correct?
That'll be on Thursday. And then it'll actually officially kick off on Friday morning with our pit registration. Getting underway at about 7 o'clock. We'll open up the pit gates at about 8 o'clock, and we'll start getting some practice and stuff underway, and then our grandstands will open up at 12 o'clock on that day, with general admission being $15 that day. Children 7 to 14 is going to be $5, and 6 and under is going to be free. And then we'll come into Sunday's action, and the they'll actually start for us with pit registration at about 7 o'clock on that morning. We'll get our rotating practice and stuff underway on that Saturday. Then at 10 o'clock, we'll open it up with our general admission. Tickets are $40. Reserved is $45. And the top row pit with a pit is going to be $60. Then the general admission, $10 for 7 to 14. And 6 and under, of course, will be free.
Awesome. Really looking forward to this event. If folks want to keep up with anything that's happening, Doug, where's the best place for them to go get that information?
If they would simply go, of course, to the northsouthshootout.com, and that is the official website of it. You can also go to carawayspeedway.com. You can go to our Facebook pages for both. They have both on have our Facebook pages. So you go to North South Shootout Facebook page or to Caraway Speedway, and you can pick up all the information that you need. And I think that over the course of our conversation, I don't know, you tell me whenever you want to break some breaking news for the North South Shootout. And we'll be glad to share it.
That's where I was headed next. Me and Doug had a conversation last week, and he was telling me a little bit about some breaking news. That they're going to add some stuff to the North-South Shootout here in 2017. And I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. And I'm going to let Doug tell you all about it.
Well, let me tell you this, Jerry. Get your pen and paper ready, because you're going to need it.
Okay.
For the excitement that's going to happen right here. Okay? Of course, tragically, not only have we lost John Blewett, not only have we lost Charles Kepley, but in 2017, we lost a competitor that was a friend of the North-South Shootout, a friend of many in racing across the country. And he's a former NASCAR Winston. At that time, it was the Winston Racing Series champion, which would now be the Whelen All-American Series. And that name, of course, synonymous with modified racing, and it happens to be the number 13 machine of none other than Teddy Christopher. Of course, we tragically lost Teddy, and I happened to be at Concord whenever I had to make that announcement to the crowd. And I will tell you that I don't think anything in my racing career or broadcasting career has ever hit me as hard as that one did. And I only had about a 10-minute notice before we had to tell the crowd that we had tragically lost Eddie Christopher in an airplane crash. So, based off of that fact, I had the opportunity to travel up into the north and see an awful lot of celebrations that they were able to do to honor Teddy Christopher. One was being retiring the number 13 in the SK's modified division at Stafford Speedway. That number will never be run again in their regular show. That will happen. That number has been retired. Of course, he has a grandstand named after him up there. Thompson Speedway did a wonderful job of also honoring him. I was over at the ROC race, and there was also mentions of Teddy Christopher, and of course, many other tracks that have honored him. Nobody's done anything in the South. So, fortunately, sometimes I have an alligator mouth and a hummingbird rear end. And when I want to do something and I get a belief in it, you know me, I'm going to put the hammer down and go for it. So we wanted to do something at the North-South Shootout, and with the support of Darren and Renee Hackett, we were able to put together, and of course I got off the phone last night with Mike Christopher, Teddy's brother, and one of the things I asked him for was permission to do what I was going to do, and so we're going to lay it out for you, and here we're going to do it. In the SKs, which will be on Friday night after qualifying, we are going to have for the SKs, which Teddy was notorious and very popular in running, we are going to do a 13-lap race, thus the shootout. We're going to have 13 cars that we're going to put that together, and how that will happen is we will take the top 12 qualifiers and we will draw one out of the hat that did not make it through qualifying and add that person to the field to make it 13 cars, 13 laps, 1,300 to the winner.
Wow.
Now, Jerry, you know me, as long as you've been around and know, you know I always like to throw a curveball in, right?
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, we put it together, and when we were thinking, we said, now what would be a Teddy Christopher race? And what came to my mind is Teddy Christopher was a guy that ran balls to the walls, and if you remember, a lot of people talk about the three-tap rule. Right. And if you don't know Teddy Christopher and how he raced, the first tap that he gave you was to let you know, I'm here. The second tap he gave you, he told you to pick a lane because he's getting ready to nail you. And if you didn't move out of his way, then the third tap, well, he made you a lane for you. That's so that right. was the three-tap rule that Teddy Christopher created. So when we put our heads together, we decided that we would put these two races on, and let me tell you about the tour one too before I tell you the secret. The tour one for the tour mods, it'll also be on Friday night. It's also going to be 13 qualifiers, 12 by time, one out of the hat. It's going to be 13 cars, 13 laps. We're going to pay $3,000 to the winner.
Wow.
So at stake, we have about $4,300 in prize money. We're going to pay that night. This is not even shootout money. But the one thing that we came up with, if you want a true Teddy Christopher race, yeah, make it winner take all.
That's right.
So that
That's
means
right.
you're going to run 13 laps. If you're in the tour mods, you're going to run for $3,000 for 13 laps. If you're in the SKs, you're going to run 13 laps for $1,300.
Wow.
Now, if that's not a Teddy Christopher race, and it was so pleasing last night when I got off the phone with Mike Christopher, because Mike said, you know, that is ideal. That's exactly a Teddy race.
That's right.
And so that's what we're going to do. We're adding that to the show on Friday night. It'll be 2 13-lap shootouts. And we're paying some big money for these guys. As you know.
You know, if that don't bring them in there, the fans will want to come see this because, you know, for that kind of money in 13 laps, these guys are going to wreck their grandma. Some of these guys better be bringing a backup car there, Doug. I think we might have lost Doug there, or they lost me, one of the two. Jeff, you still here?
Yeah, you're still there.
Okay. I think we must have lost Doug there.
Yeah.
Well, what Doug was saying was, with this big money, it's going to be a fantastic race. It's awesome that we're going to be able to do this. Remember, folks, if you want to go to North South Shootout, go to northsouthshootout.com. All the information is there. They also have a Facebook page, North South Shootout. All the information about the events and everything that's going to happen there. Doug broke the news about the Teddy Christopher 13-lap shootouts. That'll get put up here in the next hour or two on their website and their Facebook page with all the information on that. We thank Doug for coming and joining us here on the show tonight. Our military unit of the week is going to be the Connecticut State National Guard. We were talking about Teddy Christopher, and I got this text message here. I know the phone number, but I don't know what his connection is with the National Guard, but they just wanted to say that the folks from National Guard would like to be our military unit of the week, and in honor of Teddy Christopher, we are going to make the Connecticut National Guard our military unit of the week. Folks, next week, we're going to have a female racer whose brother races in the Camping World Truck Series, but she's already won a race before he has, and we're going to have her on here next week and talk to her a little bit about how she's been rubbing it in on her brother and her boyfriend, who also races in the Camping World Truck Series. She's going to rub it in on them a little bit next week here on Stars Radio. I'm not going to give you a name. You got to tune in next Monday night to find out who she is. So, appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to us. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. Production of Zeus Radio Network, Full Racers Reunion Radio. Remember, Patrick Reynolds and Speedway Reports coming up at 7:30 and Racing and Rocking at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Good night and God bless.
He sold whiskey for years.